Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to your Tech Report.
Welcome back to your Tech Report. He is Mitchell Whitfield. I am Marco Flalo. Still to come, we're going to be talking all about Ultimate Ears. Thank you guys for being here. Follow along on our social media is at your Tech Report. Mitchell, when you moved into your new home, actually, I mean, this story goes back way before that. But when you moved into your new home, and you're really concerned about internet and coverage and stuff like that, you tend to come to me and you say, Mark, what do you suggest that I do? And, you know, if you go back to your old home, I think the answer at that point in time was, Mitchell, you should really get this thing called a ubiquity access point. You know, it's only a couple hundred bucks, less than a couple hundred bucks. And, you know, it's got great long range. It's like commercial grade. And I guarantee you
life-changing.
It's going to change your life. And it did change your life, right? Your experience was phenomenal. Did you even, like, after you set it up, did you even log into it and do any updates or anything? Or did you just let it kind of live and that's
it? Didn't do a stinking thing. And we had coverage probably throughout half of our neighborhood, which was great. Amazing. And I don't think a lot of people, a lot of people that know the industry know about Ubiquiti. People that don't really need to, because yes, although they do a lot of great enterprise stuff, their stuff for the home is so powerful. It's one of these, you know, the Ron Popeil set it and forget it. Once you have this set up, you just take for granted that your internet is incredibly powerful for the rest of existence. So yeah, I've been using their products now and have it set up here. In fact, I have the Alien Amplify. Let's say I've gone a little crazy with that.
Yeah, you've gone. The Alien is one of their more consumer focused, actually one of their first real consumer focused routers, and it has everything, Wi-Fi 6, mesh, everything kind of.
And looks sexy, by the way.
Really sexy. I've been using Ubiquiti stuff for quite some time now. I discovered them when I was, you know, sick and tired of bad Wi-Fi coverage in the house and just overall networking. I'm like, you know what, I've got this nice high-speed network, but I'm not really taking advantage of it properly. I'm using kind of off-the-shelf brands. So I did a lot of research, and I landed on Ubiquiti, and I realized what they're trying to do as a company is they're trying to almost, you know, democratize, if that's even the right word for this, that whole space. Because right now, you look, there's other companies like Cisco and various other companies out there in the market who target the commercial and the business users, you know, with extremely high-priced items that really don't have to be that high price. You have to go through resellers. You can't buy directly. And the thing about Ubiquiti is that you can buy stuff directly from them. They're extremely responsive when it comes to the support side of things. And they're priced, you know, so that they're quite attainable. So the things you could do with the budget that you had for some of these other names that I mentioned, with Ubiquiti, you can do so much more, which is very, very interesting.
And also what's very rare, Mark, is that you have one company that does both enterprise really well and consumer really well. Normally one of those two things will suffer, you know, on the business end or the regular consumer end. But I was very impressed, not just with the hardware, Mark, which is incredible, but the accessibility of the software. Have they moved everything to the app now? I have their app. I think for me, it's the Unify app that works amazingly well. Yeah. And again, you know, you don't usually, if you have a company that's so successful on the enterprise side, working with businesses every day, they don't normally necessarily have that same ability to communicate with the average consumer, but to be able to do both is amazing. And I've been having an easy time using their software as well.
So ever since I've been using their stuff, I've been trying to reach out to them for a long time, trying to get somebody on the show just to talk about the products, how they're designed, what the market and stuff like that. And honestly, I spent like 4 or 5 years, but I finally got a response about 6 months ago. And I think I was just being a little bit more proactive about it. And I used social media, and they reached out and were extremely apologetic about not getting back to me sooner. Literally, they had my email from like 2000, like 4 years ago. It was quite funny. And they said, well, we don't have really people to come on and talk about stuff, but we were happy to send you some stuff that you can try out. So they did. They sent me this great care package, and I'm telling you, I would buy this stuff regardless of them sending me this care package. This was like, I was in the process of overhauling my network because we were doing some construction, so I had access to, you know, string wires and stuff to places that I didn't have access to before.
Well, you're building, you know, you just finished building building your new home studio. So it was that, I mean, talk about the perfect opportunity, the perfect storm for having all this. You were just totally rebuilding everything. So it was a great opportunity.
But not only that, like I had a second ISP put in my home because I'm doing work from home. So I needed to figure out how to use two networks. I had gigabit networking. I needed to add storage and all this stuff. So obviously when I thought about it, I'm like, okay, well, Ubiquiti is definitely going to be my choice, but what do I use? And they sent me the Unify Dream Machine Pro. And the Dream Machine Pro is their like top-end router that really has everything kind of built into it. So when I say everything, they have this controller software that is meant to manage all their devices, all their access points and everything. So if you have multiple sites, if you've got, you know, hospitals, buildings, schools, whatever it is, you'd use their controller. You can log in via the web and you can see all your sites. You can see how things are performing. You can set up networks, manage your network, et cetera, et cetera. But they also have other elements of their business. They have Unify Protect, which is their camera and their monitoring system. They've got lots of different cameras, all POE, power over internet, over Ethernet. So you don't have to run power. You can just run strings directly to it. They have Unify Access, which is a new system they've launched recently for door access, which is going to be great on the commercial side, and Unify Talk, which is Unify Talk is really kind of the voiceover IP offering. And there's so much more. Like I can't dive into everything today.
No, you're scratching the surface. I was just going to say that.
Unify Fiber. I mean, over 50-kilometer ranges. If you want to get you know internet from one place to another, there is a solution that they have for you. I installed the Dream Machine Pro, and we posted a video just to YouTube recently of my experience of going from the USG, which is their security gateway, a smaller device, to the Dream Machine Pro and to one of their switches, which have PoE on it, and how the whole process went, which was quite seamless. And that is, I think, just the starting point in which I'm going to start talking about them on this show and, of course, on our YouTube channel as well, which is At Your Tech Report, because I want to demonstrate the power of what Unify can bring to your solution. Whether it's small, whether it's big, I think it's important for people to realize that companies like this do exist. And when you do dive down, and this is a question I get daily from people. I have a text on my phone literally right now from a friend of mine named Robert, and I'm going into my phone. This is why I'm stalling.
No, read it, absolutely.
And here, Robert. Good morning, Mark. I'm having issues with my internet coverage. When you have a couple of moments, I can discuss with you and see if there's any options to boost my coverage. What do you think I'm going to answer him? You know, I'm going to answer what I have experience with and what I've done for myself. And this is not the first person to email me or text me about this. This is like number 700.
Well, the first of all, you know, we love showing off and talking about the brands of companies we work with that we really like because their products really work. So it's a great opportunity for that. But also, when we talk about companies and products, sometimes, Mark, well, we talk about what I like to call barriers to entry. Because a lot of people, let's say when it comes to home automation or networking, the main barrier to entry is fear. People say, okay, you know what? This is too complex. Just give me an over-the-counter router. Just give me the stuff that comes with my service provider, which is usually crap. It's an all-in-one gateway that breaks, and it's usually junk. But people, you know, want things to be simple. They're scared to set up these home things. So one, by doing that YouTube, I was really glad you did that YouTube video for a lot of reasons, but mostly because it debunks the idea that it's difficult, that it's scary to do. And when you realize how easy it is to set up, the rewards that you get in the future and because what you're talking about is putting the infrastructure in. When you're talking about putting that Dream Machine in, you are putting the infrastructure in place where you can then down the line add all these great different plug and play pieces that will just work because you put this infrastructure in place. And when people realize how easy it is to put that in place and then add to it over time, I think that to me was the biggest deal about that video.
And there's such a great community of users too, which is very very key to it, because when you're looking for the answer to something that you think is a unique situation or a unique workflow, like I have a network attached storage device with like 36 terabytes of storage. But I have two networks, you know, I have the two ISPs, and I want to make sure that it's accessible on both sides. I went to the forums, and someone was there with some kind of answer. I want to set up a dedicated access point in my house for a VPN access. I wanted to get extended range in my backyard, so I wanted to figure out what's the best way to just add on to it. And thankfully, I was able to, with obviously the Dream Machine as the core of this, but the software updates and the support that go along with it. So very, very, very cool experience, and I want people to realize when I did that video and when we talk about it here that it's not something that is you require, you know, IT certificates or anything to install. They really have simplified the process of getting these complex networks and complex infrastructures set up in a way that really anybody can do it. you know? And it's not to say that it's, then it's not a good enough product for me. No. This is, they've made it such an incredibly simple solution for people to get up and running and expand, as you said, Mitchell, over time. It's definitely going to make, you know, really change the way in which you look at infrastructure in your home.
Now, you talked me through it. I didn't have the Dream Machine, but I had the next level down, and I had like three or four products that you talked me through, you know, from the Ubiquity line, and I had it up and running in 10 minutes,
yeah.
And everything has been phenomenal. So, because I have the wireless access points in the ceiling, in addition to having the Alien Rat, I mean, you know, crazy setup here with between gaming and doing a radio show and all that stuff. So, yeah, I can't encourage people enough to, first of all, do their own research, look at their product line, and watch that video so you can sort of see and not be scared, because the investment in time that you put it in will pay off down the line.
Absolutely. And you know, Wi-Fi 6 stuff is coming down the road from them. On the Alien side, you have Wi-Fi 6, which is a big
game. Oh, yeah, it's already built into mine.
It's funny, for the people ask me, too, you know, Wi-Fi 6, is it something that I should invest in? You know, if you're buying something new off the shelf today, obviously, Wi-Fi 6 is something you want to pay attention to, because it's something that's going to be available in your devices. My son, you know, gave him a gaming computer from a couple of years ago, and the Wi-Fi wasn't great up there, even though I have an access point right outside the room, but it didn't have external antennas. It was a desktop computer. So I actually, I went online and I bought just a PCI card that was, you know, 802.11ax, so it had Wi-Fi 6 built into it. And the speeds he's getting on it now, because I've got, you know, Wi-Fi 6 stuff going on throughout my home, are absolutely amazing. So definitely pay attention to it. It's more bandwidth. It's, you know, longer range. It will help, you know, a lot of the issues that people deal with, which is, you know, just like that text I had, you know, reach and stuff in your home. So it's something to definitely pay attention to. And I can't wait to talk more about this, because my next project on my list, Mitchell. So I've got the networks and stuff set up. My next project is the cameras.
Right.
I want to get the cameras.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
That so I don't have. So that I'm, yeah, you're going to have to
sleep
the
warehouse I want to get. There's the side of the house, two sides. So we're talking about three cameras there. There's the garage there, and there's the front door. So, and they even make a video doorbell. I mean, and that goes with the whole process here. So my goal is to get everything onto the Ubiquity platform so that I have one place to manage it from. And I know exactly what I'm going to get. I just have to now, you know, put the money aside, the shekels aside, so I can make
you
sure
you are investing in an ecosystem, Mark.
I am. I love
this
it.
And it's a long-term thing that's going to benefit you. So I love it. So I want to hear more about the cameras too. So I can't wait to hear about that.
Well, we'll do that. It is your Tech Report. He is Mitchell Whitfield. I am Marco Flalo. Mitchell, we are going to wrap up the show talking to a very cool guy. He is the vice president of Ultimate Ears Pro. Ultimate Ears, you know, they've made great speakers and great headphones for a very long period of time. Well, on the pro side of things, they've been making in-ear monitors for over 20 years. We're going to take a break and come back with a little history lesson about the company. And then we're going to bring on their VP. His name is Philippe Depalens. He's originally Swiss, by the way. So we're going to be talking to him after the break. So if you want to get in touch with us, our email address, contact@yourtechreport.com, online, all our social media, including that YouTube video all about my UDM Pro, Ubiquity Dream Machine Pro, is available right now on youtube.com/yourtechreport. He is Mitchell Whitfield. I am Marco Flalo. We take a quick break and come back with Philippe from Ultimate Ears Pro. Don't go anywhere.
There's more Your Tech Report after this.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
The Podcast Super Friends is a monthly meeting of five podcast producers.
Hi, I'm Catherine O'Brien from Branch Out Programs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
I'm John Gay from Jag and Detroit Podcasts.
I'm Matt Kundle from the Sound Off Podcast Network.
I'm David Yes from Pod 617, the Boston Podcast Network.
And I'm Johnny Peterson from Straight Up Podcasts.
Together, they form the Podcast Super Friends, an alliance of podcast masterminds sharing best practices, insights, and discussions to help make you a better podcaster. Follow or subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or at soundoff.network.